Did some drill work with it yesterday. It'll be more today because today's the day in pads. So it'll be able to get a little bit more. So we'll thud up today in pads. But we really emphasize, as I said, just the how we finish the play, knowing that we're not going to tackle when we're wearing just the shells. But it, to me, it's we do what we can, but we really got to preach to the guys. It's more of a mentality. It's funny, when you're playing better, you're tackling better. It's just knowing you have to know when to be able to kind of to take your shot. Sometimes you guys hesitate and wait, break down too soon, as opposed to trusting the guys are coming, and that if I do miss, go ahead and take my best shot at it full speed. Instead of hesitating, knowing that the rest of the defense is coming, and that's important, and that's a trust factor, and that comes with playing together. But it's something we're looking to improve on. Obviously, it's funny because I was just talking to Kyle about it this morning. He did play well. Some things to clean up in pass protection, but overall, I thought he run blocked extremely well. I mean, he was. It didn't look like a rookie in his first game. He was a clear indication that was the right guy for that job, and he's got that spot locked down from here moving forward. Yeah, I think some of the things we were doing were called one direction or the other. I think some of the other ones that you have the ability to do some check with me stuff, so they might have ended up just when the day was over and the numbers crunched out going that way. Sometimes that's more a product of what the defense is doing and what they're kind of where they're soft, as opposed to what look they're giving you. If they're overloaded one side, you run away from it. So some of our runs in the second half were based on that. Well, it's because we have to execute it better. I mean, that's what we are. The up tempo is a it's a weapon, but it's not our lifestyle. It's something that we can use as a change up. We're still running the same plays. Just at a faster pace, that we have to be able to execute our base offense. It's what we worked on all through the spring, all through training camp. We didn't execute it very well in the first half, but that's something that we're not a up tempo all the time team. That's not the way we built this roster. That's not the way we worked from the beginning. Just because we had a good half of it doesn't mean that we need to junk what we're doing and go to no huddle and not work on our base stuff. I think he's looking to bounce back. I think he's got he's gotten some tough love, I think, from the DB room. I think coaches can only do so much. He knows what our expectations are, and I don't think we're not necessarily a staff. I don't believe in it that to really be degrading to a player and jump him and get all over him that way. But it's he understands that this is. He doesn't want to let down the rest of the guys in the room, and they'll make him aware of that as well. That's where you have veterans like Joe and Dante to give them the task. Let's get this kid right. Well, I think you have to eliminate the chunk plays. They're gonna complete some passes underneath. It's kind of a controlled form of the running game. That their yardage ends up being a significant amount. A lot more of it is usually passing. But a lot of those plays are almost designed as substitutes for runs, as short as some of those routes are and some of the screens and things like that. The big thing, as it is most week, but especially with Drew, is they'll look to go ahead and push the ball down the field, vertical concepts, and it doesn't matter where they are. Some teams will it's primarily in the high red zone, whereas they'll jump in, they'll run those concepts anywhere on the field. So. It's something that you go in every game making sure, hey, let's not get the ball thrown over our heads, but it's especially important this week. Yeah, that's a group that we feel is our strength, and his return will only bolster that. I don't think we'll go overboard with his reps because it really being his first game back. I mean, he hasn't played a true competitive snap in a long time, so we'll be mindful of that. But we are looking forward to his contribution. It's difficult. I think you have to give him varying looks. I think you need to get up in his face some. I think you need to play off him. If you're going to play off him, then I think you need somebody to disrupt him at the line of scrimmage. I don't think there's any one way that you can cover a player like that. And then the frustrating part sometimes is he's covered, yet he's still open because Breeze is accurate enough that he can essentially throw him open, very similar to – we would go through defending Gronkowski with Brady, where you would have a guy there, but just it was more of a size mismatch than anything else. So I think you have to have a good understanding of how he's used and the routes that he runs and you're potentially going to get, and just throw a lot of different things at him. Well, I just think it's your home field advantage, and if you are playing a team that's consistently playing on another surface, I think that can help. But I don't know, when it all plays out at the end of the game, I don't know how big of a factor that truly is. But I'm a big fan of playing on grass. I know the players appreciate it, and maybe late in the year it's an issue, especially here, getting it to grow. But I do feel that our grounds guys, as evidenced by our practice fields, are the best in the league. Yeah, I mean, to me, that's part of, to be a good coach on one side of the ball, you have to have intimate knowledge of the other side. So that always would surprise me when I talk to offensive coaches and they would ask questions about defense that you would think they would know that it's. I think that the good, well-rounded coaches are ones that either have spent time on the other side of the ball, or make a clear commitment to understand how do they think, how are they trying to attack us, what is their basis for operations, and I think that only makes your job, that enhances your job when you can have that perspective.